Book 1, Canto 2, The Issue, page 13. Out of a timeless barrier she must break, penetrate with her sinking depths the void's monstrous hush, look into the lonely eyes of immortal death, and with her nude spirit measure the infinite's night. The great and dolorous moment now was close, a mailed battalion marching to its doom. The last long days went by with heavy tramp, long but too soon to pass, too near the end. Alone amid the many faces loved, aware among unknowing happy hearts, her armored spirit kept watch upon the hours, listening for a foreseen tremendous step in the closed beauty of the inhuman wilds. A combatant in silent, dreadful lists, the world unknowing for the world she stood. No helper had she save the strength within. There was no witness of terrestrial eyes. The gods above and nature's soul below were the spectators of that mighty strife. Around her were the austere sky-pointing hills, and the green, murmurous, broad, deep-thoughted woods muttered incessantly their muffled spell. A dense, magnificent, colored, self-wrapped life, draped in the leaves' vivid emerald monotone, and set with checkered sunbeams and blithe flowers, immured her destiny's secluded scene. There had she grown to the stature of her spirit, the genius of titanic silences, steeping her soul in its wide loneliness, had shown to her herself's bare reality, and mated her with her environment. Its solitude greatened her human hours with the background of the eternal and unique. A force of spare, direct necessity reduced the heavy framework of man's days and his overburdening mass of outward needs to a first thin strip of simple animal wants, and the mighty wildness of the primitive earth, and the brooding multitude of patient trees, and the musing sapphire leisure of the sky, and the solemn weight of the slowly passing months, had left in her deep room for thought and God. There was her drama's radiant prologue lived, a spot for the eternal's tread on earth, set in the cloistral yearning of the woods, and watched by the aspiration of the peaks, appeared through an aureate opening in time, where stillness listening felt the unspoken word, and the hours forgot to pass towards grief and change. Here, with the suddenness divine advents have, repeating the marvel of the first descent, changing to rapture the dull earthly round, love came to her, hiding the shadow, death. Well might he find in her his perfect shrine. Since first the earth being's heavenward growth began, through all the long ordeal of the race, never a rarer creature bore his shaft, that burning test of the Godhead in our parts, a lightning from the heights on our abyss. All in her pointed to a nobler kind. Near to earth's wideness, intimate with heaven, exalted and swift her young large-visioned spirit, voyaging through worlds of splendor and of calm, overflew the ways of thought to unborn things. Ardent was her self-poised, unstumbling will, her mind, a sea of white sincerity, passionate in flow, had not one turbid wave.